The Democratic Alliance leader, Mejane Sithole, joins us now. Mejane, a very good evening to you.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me, and good evening to the listeners. Thank you.
I suppose, I mean, you and I are having this conversation at the tail end of a court order that was issued on Friday. The court ordered that, you know, a former councillor of the Democratic Alliance should furnish the MEC of Social Development, Melindi Wenjalinjali, with a tune of 200,000 rand. But the question would be, to what extent then does the party take ownership of the assertions that were made by the councillor of the Democratic Alliance back in 2018?
Yes, as for Democratic Alliance, we take full responsibilities for statements made by our public representatives. And in this case, we supported our councillor until the last day in court. The DA attorneys represented her. She was represented by DA counsel. So we supported the councillor until the end, as Ms. Njalinjali was suing for defamation of character for our councillor, saying she was corrupt at the time.
I suppose, as a party, did you subject the member to any disciplinary processes, or you were just in support of the assertions at the time?
We have never supported a member to any disciplinary action. I think the member acted on the information that was in her disposal, and we supported her until the end. So she was never in any way not supported or disciplined for that matter, for this particular matter. Our councillors do their work in council freely, and if a councillor makes a statement and not use the correct lingo legally, which the common one is alleged. So instead of saying someone is corrupt, you use the word alleged corruption, not especially if a person hasn't gone through the court of law to be proven to be corrupt. So the information in her disposal pointed to unlawful actions by Ms. Njalinjali. And when she made her statement, she then almost passed judgment. In terms of not using words like allegedly.
Yeah, I believe as a party.
Yeah, and we supported, yes, and I must say again, since Ms. Njalinjali sent the papers to her and the DA, we supported her from beginning to the end. As I say, she was represented by the DA even in court.
Mejane, I understand as a party you would still like to see the MEC, Melindi Wenjalinjali, to face a day in court. The question would be the question is, on what allegations or on what front would he be appearing before the court? What are some of the claims or alleged, even allegations that the Democratic Alliance is somewhat hoping that, you know, she will, have to account for?
Yes, you know, this judgment actually came at a very critical time, because the closing arguments by both counsels were done, of course, months back, as we have the judgment now. If you look at the current COXA report, Section 106 report in Emela Shini, currently, which was finalized, we're talking now in 2022, it actually says, and this is not written by the DA, it says that the Emela Shini Council must report a criminal matter to the SAPS against the former Emela Shini local municipality mayor, Ms. Njalinjali, in that she unlawfully adjusted the remuneration packages that resulted in a financial loss of approximately 1.498 million from the 1st of March 2018 to the 1st of October 2021. Now, this is not a DA report. This is not a DA lawyer's statement. This is not the former councillor's statement. This is a report of counsel written by and produced by the COCTA Department of Local Government, Auditor General. So now, you tell me, and I'm not saying that Ms. Naidu was correct, because I might be sued myself, but you read the statement and tell me whether the judgment that came on Ms. Naidu and the DA without this evidence, because this is clearly evidence that Ms. Njalinjali, wherever she is, I hope she is listening, she must face it in court. That report covers exactly what Ms. Naidu was saying. And I don't want to argue with the court in terms of the ruling, and as as the matter progresses, remember, evidence may come later. Yeah. So we'll leave that matter to the DA's lawyers to decide whether we're going for appeal or whether, you know, we pay her. As I say, these are two different matters. She was suing for defamation. She has never gone through none of her, the allegations or the charges. She has never faced that. She's never been in court for the allegations that were laid against her. Suing a civil case of defamation of character, it's saying, no, DA, you cannot say I am corrupt while, you know, it's like innocent until proven guilty. You know, while I haven't gone through the courts to prove what you are saying. That was I don't have the right legal terms, but her aggrieved, her grievance, you know, and which, according to our laws, she was very much within her right to do so.
Yeah. Mechen, I wanted to maybe gather something from you. You know, the last conversation I had with the HOD of the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, that is, Mr. Ngubane, he told us that the report that was currently circulating as far as the Section 106 of Emalahleni was not really that one that was then tabled into council. You know, when we talk about some of these allegations, where do they, on which report do they emanate from?
But remember, we also have councillors in council. So our councillors will take the report that's been tabled in council, not a report that is not tabled in council.
Sure.
We've got representation in every municipality.
Sure. No. Thank you, Mejane.
Actually, all the Section 106 reports in councils are being tabled everywhere, not only in Emalahleni.
Yeah.
So, and that is why we are confident about our case.
Okay.
And as I say, she had every right to go for the civil case of I haven't gone through the courts, and we are hoping that she will welcome going to the court to actually clear her name, not the defamation that you said I'm corrupt while I didn't go through the court. No. I'm going to clear my name in terms of what you are saying I did wrong.
Yes. Yeah. Mechen, really appreciate your insight. I understand that the member is no longer part of the Democratic Alliance, hence that's why, you know, the DA won't be paying for her. So,
politics are complicated and people have a right. To join other political parties. Yes.
Yeah. Mechen, really appreciate talking to you this evening.
Thank you very much. Okay. All right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.